This is an iHeart podcast. Guaranteed human.
This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show, final hour of the Jesse Kelly Show on a magnificent Friday. We have all kinds of wonderful stuff this hour. We should touch on a couple things really quickly, though, before we get back to the question. Remember how many times we've had to talk about people in politics? And I've told you that so many of these people run for office and stay in office at all levels because it gives these people access to the things rich people have. Only they don't have the skills to acquire that wealth, so they get elected and stay elected so they can live like that. These people, and it's not just in Congress or the United States Senate, all the way down to local levels. These people get elected, and they stay elected in what sounds like a boring job, and the pay isn't great, but because they have access to the taxpayer vault, they have access to that big pot of gold funded by you, and they give that access to other people because they're corrupt scumbags. They receive a life that is way outside of their means. Do you want an example? Here you go.
At the Dellums Federal Building in Oakland, Brian Azevedo pled guilty to conspiracy to commit honest services wire fraud, in effect, depriving the public of its right to an honest public official. And he pled guilty to lying to FBI agents who interviewed him during a raid at a San Leandro home January of last year. Prosecutors told the judge the problems began with a 10-day luxury trip to Vietnam, sponsored by David DeWong, owner of California Waste Solutions, for some 50 people, including public officials. I first showed you video of Azevedo toasting the entourage. Prosecutors say the scheme soon hatched that Azevedo would help the DeWong family with their new company, Evolutionary Homes, to sell containers for the homeless to the city of San Leandro. Azevedo would get a percentage. He started an LLC in his wife's name to hide the transactions and accepted a $2,000 bribe from the DeWongs to fund it.
Sounds like quite the criminal mastermind. Hey, I need to take some bribe money. I can't start the company. I'll have my wife start the company. The feds will never look there. But it's a common tale. It's easy to make fun of Oakland because it's Oakland. But it's a very common tale. You're a city councilman. You're board of supervisors member, mayor, state legislator. What they have is access to the taxpayer vault. And if they don't have morals, well, they'll give people access to that. Hey, you want to come steal some of this taxpayer money? I would like a luxury trip to Vietnam, though. 5-star accommodations, please. And then when we get home, if a little extra cheddar cheese ends up in an envelope on my desk, that would be just fine, too. Told you that story. My friend and mentor, Michael Berry, I told you that, so I haven't told you it in a while. Michael Berry was mayor pro temp of Houston for a while. He's a nationally syndicated radio host. I'm sure you know Michael Berry. And he's told this story on the air, so I can tell it. He's mayor pro temp of Houston, and the airport here in Houston had a new construction job. You know every airport's under construction at some point. Had a new construction job coming up. That was going to be up to the city of Houston to hand that contract out. A contractor gets a hold of Michael and says, hey, love to buy you lunch or love to do lunch, something. I don't know how the conversation went exactly. Michael goes out, meets the guy for lunch. They eat lunch. It's all about the wife and kids, life, things like that. Lunch is done. Guy hands Michael an envelope. Turns around and leaves. Michael opens up the envelope. It's full of $100 bills. He freaks out, thinks like the FBI is there or something like that. He didn't do corruption. Runs out of the restaurant and runs the guy down and hands him the envelope. Dude, take this. That's one tiny example. This is how it works. And this is why a big reason why these corrupt scumbags never leave office. As long as they are in office, they have a key to that vault with your money in it. While they have that key, they will be given lives that are well beyond what their salary earns, well beyond what their own talent could ever be able to achieve. But because they're willing to give people your money, they live like kings. 10 days in Vietnam? I'm just doing this off the top of my head. By the way, in case that sounds weird to you, Vietnam is apparently a big tourist destination now. I don't think I would want to go, but it's a big tourist destination now. So 10 days in Vietnam. If you're flying, I bet you a first-class ticket to Vietnam costs $5,000. I bet you it's at least $5,000. Okay. You're staying, let's go ahead and call it 10 nights. Let's assume the prices are reasonable. $200-$300 a night, probably. So we're flirting with $10,000 already, all paid for. Before you be, oh, Chris looked it up. $8,000 to $15,000 round trip. Okay, so I take that back. We're probably flirting. Let's be nice. $15,000 just for a hotel room and your first class tickets before you've bought a meal, before you've done any of the tourist things there, before you did anything else. That's a $20,000 to $25,000 vacation. Have you ever taken a $25,000 vacation in your entire life? Ever? Probably not. Do you have any idea what you probably make working for the city government of Oakland? Even assuming they've jacked their salaries through the roof, which I'm sure they have, 60, 70, 80 grand. You don't make the kind of money it takes to make to take a $25,000 vacation. Oh, that's a very good point, Chris. And it was for 50 people. How could somebody starting a private company fund a trip like this?
At the Dellums Federal Building in Oakland, Brian Azevedo pled guilty to conspiracy to commit honest services wire fraud, in effect, depriving the public of its right to an honest public official. And he pled guilty to lying to FBI agents who interviewed him during a raid at his San Leandro home January of last year. Prosecutors told the judge the problems began with a 10-day luxury trip to Vietnam, sponsored by David Duong, owner of California Waste Solutions, for some 50 people, including public officials. I first showed you video of Azevedo toasting the entourage. Prosecutors say the scheme soon hatched that Azevedo would help the Duong family with their new company, Evolutionary Homes, to sell containers for the homeless to the city of San Leandro. Azevedo would get a percentage. He started an LLC in his wife's name to hide the transactions and accepted a $2,000 bribe from the Duongs to fund it.
That's how it works. It's not just there. It's in your town, too. Jesse, as a menu whisperer, how can you tell what is on the menu when the menu is a foreign language? Well, I speak foreign languages, says his name is Ryan. Everybody knows that I dabble in Spanish.
Buenas tardes.
True story, though. I recently took my wife out to a really nice Italian place here in Houston. It was for her birthday. We went out, took her out to an Italian place in Houston. Yeah, the whole menu was in Italian. And I had to flat out apologize. I had to pull out my phone and look up all the words because I didn't know what anything was. What, Chris? What? It wasn't Olive Garden, Chris. It was a nicer place than Olive Garden. I actually have some nice places that I've gone to. All right. And anyway, I don't like Olive Garden. Ob loves it. I'm more of a Red Lobster guy, and I like Italian food. Olive Garden just always... It's not like it's gross. I've eaten there a million times. The breadsticks are top-notch. That Italian dressing is top-notch. I always felt like it kind of missed the mark. Does that make sense? Well, you know what? Here's why it missed the mark. I feel like it's a little bland. Like if you walk into a place like Applebee's, Applebee's will give you some flavor with things. Applebee's, why are you making that face? What is funny, Chris? Applebee's makes an excellent chicken wing. Their chicken fajita roll up. They didn't just serve ranch with it. They made a salsa ranch with it. Applebee's takes the time to add some flavor to something. Outback does this. Outback adds flavor to. Why are you making that face? Is a Bloomin' Onion not? Is that not kosher? Is it kosher, Chris? Are you sure about that, Chris? Have you looked into this, Chris? I don't think you should eat Bloomin' Onions, Chris, until you talk to your rabbi. Either way, Outback will season things. Applebee's seasons things. Olive Garden's kind of bland. Look, no matter what, I'm still going to wash down a male vitality stack afterwards. Keep my T levels through the roof. You know, there's a reason there's a men's T clinic everywhere now. That's sad, isn't it? Not that going to one's sad, you do your thing, but are we that in that bad a shape that we now need that everywhere? That's terrible. Why don't we find natural solutions to fix that problem? You know why your T levels are dropping. It's because you drink estrogen. It's not your fault. It's in the water. You have to fight back. You can't be passive. You have to be aggressive and fight back. That's what Chalk is here for. To make sure we are not weak and effeminate. To make sure we are the hardcore anti-communists we have to be in order to win this culture war we're in. C-H-O-Q. Chuck.com. Promo code Jesse. Go get a subscription. Chuck.com. Promo code Jesse. All right. Someone has a question about the Super Bowl. Someone wants to talk about friendly fire, dying in combat, friendly fire, all that and so much more. Next.
You're listening to The Oracle.
You're going to love this one. It's a scream, baby.
The Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Friday. If you miss any part of the show, you can download it. iHeart, Spotify, iTunes, and don't forget to text a friend about it.
People be texting.
Jesse, can you explain? This is about Pat Tillman. I've always felt that if my son was killed in combat, I'd want to hear that he died, quote, with his face toward the enemy. I'd rather not hear that he was a victim of friendly fire. I deeply respect those who've given the ultimate sacrifice, whether in peace or war, but I always felt it was a tragic slap in the face to be told that his loss was a result of someone's huge brain cramp. Murder by a comrade's one thing, but negligence, stupidity, or fog of war are another. Your take. All right. Let's talk about the reality of life. All right. Medal of Honor Monday. I know you love it. I love it. Medal of Honor Monday. Every start of the second hour, every Monday, we honor a hero who earns a Medal of Honor. And to quote Ronald Reagan, he was talking about something similar, but not the same thing. I bet your mind plays a trick. I bet you when we discuss these stories, some guys jumping on grenades and stabbing Germans to death and things like that, I bet you picture someone older than the guy who was actually doing it. These medals of honor were earned by 18-year-olds, 21-year-olds, 19-year-olds. Overwhelmingly, yes, there are some older guys in there. Overwhelmingly, these are young men, insanely young. Now, take that. Now take this. In boot camp, in Marine Corps boot camp, they are not allowed, technically, to, this is when I went through. So this is 20 years ago. Keep that in mind. I don't know what's going on now. But when I went through Marine Corps boot camp, they were not allowed, technically, to physically touch you anymore. They can't just run up and slap you in the face anymore. Certainly you can't do it in front of other people, all right? Take that for what it's worth. You can't do that anymore. With one gigantic exception. After you've worked your way through Marine Corps boot camp, once you've gotten far enough through Marine Corps boot camp, you will eventually go to rifle qualification, the rifle range. Now, remember this. I already said they're 18, 19-year-old kids. Not everybody, believe it or not, who goes to Marine Corps boot camp is even vaguely familiar with firearms. I grew up hunting with my dad. I was carrying a gun when I was 6 years old. It was nothing new to me. But there were guys all over boot camp. Remember, maybe they'd grown up in the city or something like that. No insult. They didn't know anything. You go to the rifle range after class after class after class, and they're giving you live ammo every day. Certainly in the beginning, we were on the rifle range. There would be a recruit who got physically body slammed. Why? Because no matter how many lectures he got, he took that loaded weapon. You always have to assume it's loaded. And he turned and you almost always accidentally pointed it at the guy beside him, pointed it behind him, pointed it somewhere, and the drill instructor would physically tackle him immediately before the weapon could go off. Now, that's at a rifle range environment. Yes, it's stressful because it's boot camp. There's no question about that. Now, let me take you off the rifle range. Let me put you in the jungles of Guadalcanal, the mountains of Afghanistan. You're in the hedgerows of France. You haven't slept in 2 days. You're starving. You're scared. There's things blowing up all around you. What they don't tell you about combat is you can't ever hear anything because everything is insanely loud. So you're basically deaf. It's smoky. They don't show you this in the movies either because you can't do that with a camera. No one would know what's going on. The dust and the dirt and the smoke and everything. You can't see a freaking thing half the time. You think there's ever going to be a moment where someone runs in front of another guy who's already shooting? When someone's weapon jams in a high-stress situation and he's trying to unjam that weapon and he points it to the guy next to him and pop, it goes off. Think there's ever going to be a moment when you're sitting there in the Pacific and you know the last 2 nights, Japanese infiltrators have jumped into fighting holes and stabbed your friends to death in the middle of the night? You think there's ever going to be a moment where you hear somebody coming back to the line and instead of waiting, you point and squeeze that trigger because you don't want your guts hanging out that night? Only it turns out it was your buddy who had dysentery and he didn't have a choice. He had to go relieve himself. What they don't tell you and what they'll never tell you about combat is a shockingly high percentage of casualties come from your own men. It has always been that way, and it always will. It's not just firearms. You think the Greeks never accidentally stabbed their buddy in the back of the head with a spear? That's how it goes. It's awful. Best to be avoided. Best to be avoided. That's why you try to avoid war at any cost. Now, you also want to avoid identity theft at any cost. That's a big, big thing. Once they get you, it's not a day. It's not a week. It's a couple phone calls. You have to put your whole life together. You're waiting on hold. You're speaking to foreigners. You don't want that. Why not have LifeLock now to watch out for you so they don't get you? LifeLock monitors all the dark websites, all these different places. Why? They're looking to see if your information gets out there. If guys will take loans out in your name, wipe out your bank account. And if they do get you, LifeLock will make you whole again. A U.S.-based restoration specialist will make you whole again. Join now. Save up to 40% off your first year with the promo code Jesse. Don't get burnt. I have seen it. It's freaking heartbreaking. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK or go to LifeLock.com. Promo code Jesse. 40% off. Terms apply. We'll be back.
Jesse Kelly returns next.
My Ojibwe name is Gijiwewedomokwe, which means speaks in a loud and clear voice, woman. I am.
Hey, Jesse. So, geez. Can you please explain why the case of a missing 84-year-old woman is enough to be leading the news for 2 weeks? Is this look at the shiny object here? Thousands of people go missing every year in this country. What makes this more important than all the important things going on in the world? Usually it's say a prayer and move on. I don't mean to be crass, but what's going on? Says his name is Guile. This is, of course, about Savannah Guthrie's mother, who's been kidnapped. You know, who knows how that whole horrible story is going to end. And I can't yell at you because I had the exact same thought. It's not that I don't care about this woman. I don't want anybody anywhere, certainly an old lady, to be kidnapped. That's freaking terrible. And I hope, you know, obviously praying for the family there. But why so much attention? But here's the reality. We are more fascinated by famous people and the things that happen in their lives than we are by non-famous people. And that's not because we're worse than any other group who has ever existed. That's how the human mind works. When the neighbor across the street develops a drug problem, you maybe mention it, maybe you mention it to your spouse that night, if you even care enough to mention that. When Justin Bieber develops a drug problem, you read about it in the magazines. You watch news stories about it. It's plastered everywhere. Is it right? No. Is it fair? No. But that's always how it goes. And look, for better or worse, let's keep that in mind. If you get a DUI tonight, please don't drink and drive, by the way. But if you get a DUI tonight, who's ever going to know? Maybe you'll get your name in the local paper. Maybe. Lord willing, your employer doesn't find out or whatnot. But who's ever going to know? I have a buddy a few years ago. He had developed quite a drinking problem, so no one was surprised when this happened. But 3 a.m. coming home from the bar Saturday night, he was doing like 95 and a 45. Lucky didn't kill anybody. Boom, gets pulled over, busted DUI. I tell you this story because he stopped drinking after that. He hasn't had a drink of alcohol since, really turned his life around. It's a really wonderful story. Happy ending, wonderful story. But he got that DUI. If he hadn't told me, I would never, ever, ever have known. How would I know that? I had no idea he even got one. What would I know? I'm not out at 3 a.m. I've been asleep for about 6 hours. How would I know? If I got a DUI, you'd probably know about it tomorrow. That's the way life works. The bigger the platform, the more people are going to cheer for you, the more people are going to feel sad when something bad happens. Talking about me, when my dad died. Not last year, but at the end of the year, about a year ago, a little more than a year ago, maybe a year, 4 months ago, I lost my dad. The outpouring from you was amazing. I don't know that I ever told you that, by the way, because I couldn't. I was worried I wouldn't do that well on the air, but thank you. It meant the world to me. And there were times, did you know this? Chris would separate those emails from the others, and I had to stop reading them before the show. But what I would do, I read them all. I would put them in a separate stack underneath my car keys here in the studio, and I would take them home for me after the show was done. So I wanted to do a good show. And I know last year was probably heavier than normal because I was just in a heavier place. But I would take them home after the show, and it would be therapeutic for me. I would take them home, and I'd read them all. I'd sit down at the counter when I got home, and I'd sit down, and I'd read your emails. It meant a lot to me, I should know. But I'm also mindful of this, and I remain mindful of this. People lose their dads all the time. People lose their moms all the time. My dad wasn't more important to me than your dad is to you, or your mom is to you. I got all this endless prayer and outpouring of support, and I don't deserve that any more than you deserve that. In a way, that's not fair, right? It's not fair, but it's also how life goes. I also think this, because we're not going to change how people think, I think there is a benefit in stories that can become examples for others. Now, I don't want to use a kidnapping story that way because it's all so terrible, but I brought up the other night that my mom, who's an older lady, obviously lost her husband, my dad, long ago. My mom has personalized this. For my mom, she can't get enough of this story, not in some, oh, give me the gossip thing. Like, her heart is broken. She very clearly sees herself in that. My mom, as a result, has taken her personal security more seriously than she already did. Now, she was already good there. She has big dogs, guns, and things like that. My mom's fine, but she's taken it up a notch, even, which is music to my ears. Jesse, we enjoyed the All-American Halftime Show. When I posted in our family chat about the English translation, one of the songs sung in the Super Bowl, the halftime show, apparently this Bad Bunny guy sang a song that was unbelievably vulgar. It was just done in Spanish, so nobody but me knew. It was very graphic and not at all appropriate for all ages. My liberal daughter commented this, quote, "I just think it's such a performative joke that it was even a thing. Literally just a bunch of racist white people mad that the Super Bowl would be in Spanish. What should I say in reply?" this guy said, "or is it even worth it?" Your daughter has been taken in by a cult. You need to think about her that way and treat her in that way. Don't belittle her. Are you going to argue with her to get her out of the cult? Do you think you're going to argue her out of the cult? I say this to parents all the time when they lose a child. And you know how it goes. You lose your daughter in college. You lose your son when he marries one. You want to lose your daughter to communism? Send her off to wherever she wants to go. You want to lose your son? Let him marry one. That's the way it goes. Does not mean they're gone forever. But it does mean temporarily they are in a cult. They have a completely separate belief system. Their minds have been shattered by this cult. How do you get people out of a cult? Love. You stay close to them. You don't affirm the ridiculous things they believe. You don't start agreeing with them. That's not how you get people out of a cult. But you just always reinforce to them, you are there for them. If they ever have a moment where they want to talk or they need help or they're questioning things, you'll be there for them. I know how, well, I don't know because it hasn't happened to me. Lord willing, it doesn't. But I can imagine how bad it hurts to lose your child to the demonic religion of communism. It has to hurt deeply, and my heart breaks for you because I love my little buddies so much. And man, if they hated me, gosh, it would gut me. It would just gut me. You're not going to yell at them to get them out of it. You're not going to argue their way out of it. Be there for them. Keep praying for them. Try to pull them out of it. All right. Speaking of pulling people out of it, when a woman has decided to have an abortion, you have to pull her out of it. She's made the decision. It's just a clump of cells. She needs rescued. Preborn is the rescue. And ultrasound is the rescue. Preborn sets up a network. They have a network of clinics. They set them up in the highest abortion areas in the country. And they exist to give free ultrasounds to women who are about to abort their babies. Help them. You know you can deduct it on your taxes. We've had people give yearly from family trusts to preborn. Maybe you could only give $5. It's fine. $28 buys the ultrasound. That's a life you just bought for $28. Whatever you can do, it's tax deductible. Preborn.com/Jesse. Give what you can. Preborn.com/Jesse. We'll be back.
Jesse Kelly.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Final segment of the Jesse Kelly Show on an Ask Dr. Jesse Friday. Do not forget, you can email us, jesse@jessekellyshow.com. We are, of course, going to be back on Monday to do Medal of Honor Monday and so many other things. This was David Muir on ABC News. Listen to this.
Tonight, President Trump has repealed U.S. power to regulate climate in this country, the president officially rejecting the science. And what this now clears the way for. Critics tonight arguing this is not only dangerous for the environment, but for your health.
You can be mad at David Muir all day long, but that guy moderated a debate. The GOP allowed that guy to moderate a debate between Donald Trump and Joe Biden. Come on, GOP. It's time to stop with this nonsense. I'm gonna keep freaking out about this until it stops happening. Both sides have to agree to all the debate terms. Both sides have to agree to it. Why does the GOP agree to let these communists moderate our debate? They will work very hard and do to put us in the worst possible light. They will ask questions made to make the Democrat look good and us look bad. And yet the GOP agrees to these terms. Why? Why are we still doing it? It just drives me up the wall. Oracle, I'm retiring in a few years after a 30-year law enforcement career in the People's Republic of Maryland. Wife and I want to move to the South to a more politically friendly environment. I heard you mention how you live in a neighborhood with many other like-minded people. My question is, how did you find that area? Did you do any research prior to the move? What resources did you utilize? My wife and I are daily listeners. Thank you from both of us. God bless you and your family. Says his name is Darren. Okay, first of all, it's the easiest thing in the world to look up a congressional map. A congressional map can always be found. Make sure it's a red area. That's basic. That is basic. If it is a blue area, you are going to encounter people all over the place who do not share your values. And the redder, the better. You can always just look at the most. I would look at the last two or three election cycles, because there's always a fluke election here or a fluke election there. Look at the last two or three election cycles. Is it a solidly Republican district? And keep in mind, I'm going to explain this in case you don't understand. That's normally treated as a plus thing. For instance, here's how it is. If the district is kind of Republican, it'll be R plus one, R plus three. That means we have a little majority. There are districts in the country that are R plus 10, R plus 15. Yeah, that's the kind of place you're looking for. Not a little red, blood red. That's one thing you look for. Another thing, you have to take this from me, and you need to write this one down in case you don't believe me. You must physically walk the area you're interested in. I know it's the modern era of internet and video tours on your phone and things like that. That stuff is useful to get an idea. You must get in your car from Maryland and drive down and get out and walk the town. Walk the neighborhood, not drive through. Get out and walk it. You are going to discover things on your feet that you will never discover on the internet, and you can't even discover in your car. When you are walking through that town, do the things you would normally do if you live there. Are you go out with your wife for coffee? Then find a local coffee shop, go in there, order a bagel, Chris, and a cup of coffee, and sit down. Talk to people, or just listen to people if you're not a people person. Do you belong to the American Legion? Go down to the fish fry on a Friday night and walk in and have a beer and some walleye. Are you a church-going person? Stick around for a Sunday, maybe two. Pop your head in a couple churches. Find out. Walk your neighborhood. What are the public facilities like? Is there trash everywhere? I don't have to tell you what to look for. Just walk it and you'll know. We almost bought a house close to where I live now online, which I'd never done before. And Everything was perfect. Everything, the location, the square footage, the layout, it was perfect. So perfect, I almost did it. And then I could, my dad was still alive at the time, but I didn't even need him to call me. I could just hear his voice in the back of my head. Are you out of your mind? Go walk it. Are you out of your mind? Go walk it. I told the real estate agent, yeah, I want to pop in. We think we want it, but I want to pop in. Opened up the door. It had been an Indian family living there, making curry in the house for God knows how long. The curry smell, it had been professionally cleaned. It was empty. Professionally cleaned. The curry smell was so putrid and overwhelming, I wouldn't walk in the door. I never crossed in. As soon as she opened the door, I said, I'm out. Find somewhere else. Go physically walk the house, the neighborhood, and the town. Look up voter registration first. A blue area, don't even consider it. You don't want to live around those demonic savages. All right? Also, switch to Pure Talk so you make sure you have good coverage the whole time. I hope you didn't think Pure Talk was some fly-by-night phone company where your coverage is going to be garbage. Pure Talk's on the same towers. I know people think that when I tell them about Pure Talk. Hey, switch to Pure Talk, save money. It's human nature to think, well, then my service is going to suck. I have to have it for work. I have to call my mom. Pure Talk is on the same towers. You need to physically remove your money from companies who hate you and patronize companies that share and promote your values. Pick up your phone. Dial #250 and say Jesse Kelly. It's going to take you 10 minutes. There's no better time than now. #250, say Jesse Kelly, switch to Pure Talk. Also, have you given any thought to what your Indian name might be?
My Ojibwe name is Gijiwewedemokwe, which means speaks in a loud and clear voice, woman. I am so grateful for my community. And, you know, I am a member of the White Earth Nation, which is the largest tribe in Minnesota.
Speaks in a loud voice, woman. Chris is accusing her of making that up. I would be so insanely proud of her if she actually did make that up. That would be amazing. Chris, I need an Indian name. We'll make it up. It doesn't have to mean anything. What? What? Not White Shadow, Chris. White Buffalo. Maybe that's it. We'll think about it. We'll brainstorm over the weekend. I'll call you tomorrow. Anyway, put your phone down. Enjoy your weekend. That's all.
This is an iHeart podcast. Guaranteed human.